Just look. Just look around you. How good and pleasant it is when the Lord's people live together in unity. When we gather together in this place where we all belong. Today's sermon scripture is a song of praise for God who created us and created for us this family. Who graced us with this place of belonging. A belonging we have with God and with one another. How good it is to have this home and this our given family. Praise God. Although we will continually praise God, this is our final week in a sermon series on praise. Last week we searched our scripture for deep and relatable meaning. We opened our hearts, our minds, in our mouths, in praise. We sang. We lived mindfully in the holy joy that we find in the Lord. The sermon series come and go, but we will continue to be blessed by the joy that is given through the goodness of God, a goodness that never ends. And this week, we examine the gift of unity, something created by God, enabled and strengthened by the Holy Spirit, and is a way, a blessing, and a home. For our togetherness, we give God thanks. From our unity, we give God praise. We give to God what God deserves and that God desires. John 17, 21 through 23 is Jesus' last recorded formal prayer. He spoke it on the way to Gethsemane. On that day, so close to his crucifixion, Jesus prayed to his Father in heaven. He prayed that all of them may be one. Father, Jesus said, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. Then the world will know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. He was on the way to the cross. He was on his way to a painful death. His mind was on us. Jesus prayed so that you and I would share the same love that God shared with him. The very same love. Jesus did not pray for himself. He was not about to die for himself. He was not going to keep God's love to himself. This love, this ministry was meant to be shared. It was meant to be lived by Christ and then lived as much as it is possible by all of us together. It was Jesus' desire that we, his followers, would be united through our actions, through our faith, and in God's divine love. God loves us so much. Christ blesses us so very deeply that we, though flawed and faulty, share in the same love that God has for his Son, Jesus. Praise the Father and the Son. A unity in a religious sense means a deep spiritual state of oneness. We are a group of individuals. We are a people of differing characteristics who have chosen to believe in the same thing. And this belief binds us together and gives us the same shared purpose. Our unity is realized as a community, where each of us is free to be ourselves and to use our individual gifts for a common good. We are each unique, but we are of a common heritage. We are all the beloved children of God. We are all the brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. We were all disciples and inheritors of the love, the wisdom, and the way of Jesus our Savior. God gave us life. God gave us a way to live that life. God gave us each other to share our lives with, to live together as a supportive, grace-filled community. God's very nature is relational. God exists eternally in community as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. A part of who we are as made in God's image is to be communal and to be cooperative with one another. God designed us to thrive in community. From the very beginning in Genesis, God noted it is not good for man to be alone. God created the human connection as a gift. He created it for our support and so that none of us would ever be without love. We don't always agree. We don't always ask for help or offer help to others. We don't always seek out the company of others. We don't always feel comfortable in outside groups or even in the living rooms of our own family. But we can always find God's design in the midst of our relationships, from positive transactions to social interactions, from the joy we find in friendships and the love we have in our personal relationships. We find things that we need. We are a source for what others need. We are an example, and we receive the positive examples of others. We find that it is truly good to be in union with one another. Hebrews 10:24-25 reads, "And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, but encouraging one another." We need each other. Christian unity is something that offers support. We share our burdens. We carry each other's loads. We offer encouragement. We offer help in times of grief, during illness, with loss. We pool our resources to help those in need. We provide spiritual encouragement so that no one has to walk through life's challenges alone. When we stand together in love, in the example of our Lord Jesus Christ, our lives become a testimony to what His love can do. We become a place where others are safe. We become a home where everyone is welcome. We make God's grace visible, and we fulfill God's will. God provides for us, through the Holy Spirit, the ability to work together in love. Ephesians 4:3 says, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace." While the foundation and source of unity are a divine gift, we individuals are called to make the effort to maintain it. We do this through humility, forgiveness, and love. It can be a challenge to work together as individuals. And if we're going to experience biblical unity, there are some things we have to lay down at the altar. We have to lay down unforgiveness. We have to lay down jealousy. We have to lay down the idea that someone is better than anyone else. We can pray, "Lord, send revival," but we must remember, first reconcile with your brother. It may be a challenge to work together, but it is worth every effort. It's worth it for the peace we feel and the love we share when we live our faith together. It's worth it for the good that we can do together. There's a quote. "Individually, we are one drop. Together, we are an ocean." We can do so much more together. When we Christians work together pooling our time, sharing our resources and our skills, we can do so many things that a single person cannot. We can accomplish community projects, share our faith more effectively, and support more people in need. We can be the means to build Christ's church in the world. Today's sermon scripture praises unity. It teaches that unity is good, because unity reflects God's heart and God's purpose. We as disciples do God's will by sharing the message of Jesus Christ and making further disciples for him. Our heart's goal is for our love to be all love, for our Savior to be everyone's Savior, for all of us together to live consciously in the love of God and in our love for God. Psalm 133 compares unity to precious oil flowing from above. It flows down Aaron's head. It falls over his beard and onto his garments. Oil in scripture represents anointing. Anointing is a blessing. Our blessings come from God above. We are anointed by God as God's children. God's blessings roll gently down on us. They cover us. We are dressed in them and made ready to do God's work wearing them. But when we are in unity, blessing doesn't just remain in one place or on one person. It flows from God through our entire church family. It flows through the entire family of God. It flows through our church. It flows through our relationships. It will flow from generation to generation. We often think unity happens when everybody agrees. But biblical unity is deeper than simple agreement. Unity is a choice. We have the choice to forgive. We have the choice to love. We have the choice to listen. We have the choice to give grace. We have the choice to believe the best about someone instead of assuming the worst. When we choose to forgive, to love, to listen, to give grace, to believe in the potential good in one another, we live in unity. A divided church struggles to move forward. A divided family struggles to flourish. But when God's people come together, there is strength. When we pray together, there is strength. When we worship together, there is strength. When we forgive one another, there is strength. When we love one another, there is strength. When we love, there is God. Psalm 133 reminds us that unity isn't merely pleasant. It is a means to do good. It is a means to share love. It is a means to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. When the people of God walk together, blessing flows. When we walk together in the love of Christ, we become a living testimony of what God can do to people who are willing to love one another. May the blessing of the Lord rest upon his people. Amen.